I'm Liz Palka. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to a normalization of relations between the two nations. U.S. President Donald Trump helped broker the agreement. A joint statement released by President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, called this an historic diplomatic breakthrough that will advance peace in the Middle East region. The statement says delegations from Israel and the United Arab Emirates will meet in the coming weeks to sign bilateral agreements regarding investment, tourism, flight security, and more. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris made her campaign trail debut Wednesday as former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate in the 2020 presidential election. The Democratic pair delivered a strong rebuke of President Trump's leadership and highlighted the historic significance of her new role. Harris, the daughter of immigrants, is the first Black woman and first Asian American woman to appear on a national major party ticket. Biden and Harris will appear again together on Thursday in Biden's home state of Delaware, where they will receive a briefing on the COVID-19 pandemic. Thursday, the Trump administration will roll back regulations aimed at reducing emissions of the potent greenhouse gas methane from oil and gas operations. It's the latest move to unwind environmental rules ahead of the presidential election. During a visit to the election swing state, Pennsylvania, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler will formally rescind 2016 Obama administration limits on oil and gas industry emissions of methane. The move has been criticized by environmentalists when initially proposed last August. More for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri